want something more? More meaningful moments, opportunities, deeper relationships, and memorable experiences? Do you want to make a difference? If you said yes, a career in real estate could be the opportunity you're looking for. Guiding people through one of the most important decisions they'll ever make, the purchase or sale of their home, can be both rewarding and lucrative. Exit Realty's revolutionary compensation model, training, and technology provide you with the tools you need to start and build your successful real estate career. Call me today, Robin Collins, R-O-B-Y-N Collins with Red Robin Homes at 843-557-5003. Again, that's 843-557-5003. Or visit me at redrobinhomes.com/joinexit and make your exit today.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colwyn J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Locunch Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. If this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there making things happen with your family for the generations yet to come, you know, our word teaches us to leave a legacy, to leave an inheritance for our children, and so forth and so on. We want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are legacy building, because that is what you are doing. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Anchor FM. You can also find us on Instagram at our website, ExitStrategiesRadioShow.com. You can catch us in a number of different places on your favorite podcast applications. We appreciate you listening. Please share this content with your friends, your family, your coworkers, even those in your groups, your church groups, etc., guys, because sometimes the message and the word that we are speaking here today is for you. Sometimes it is for someone else that you know. Again, we appreciate you listening. Let's get started.
So Wild Look, you know what I've been telling you? We've been having a blast along the way and in the process. We have been making sure that we get the best guests that we've been bringing to you guys, like the people. That's what we've been doing and having a great time along the way. So guys, today is no different. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, and I so mean this, y'all don't slip. Y'all don't miss this message today. I need you to go. Get your pen and paper. You're going to have to write a lot, but I need you to get it. And then if you miss it, I need you to go to the website, find the episode. I need you to play that sucker back until you got it all, because our guest today is going to drop the jewels and the nuggets on you, okay? So look, I'm not going to take any more, if you will, of his thunder, but today, we have with us none other than Mike Manino. Yes, y'all got it. Mike is an investor, guys. He has flipped over 80 houses. He did this before age 30. Look, he your kid or somebody that just came out of college and he went to work. So look, I stress to you enough, guys, pay attention. So guys, again, we got Mike with us today from Real Estate Wealth Builders. And guys, he's going to drop these up. Mike, how you doing today, my man?
Very awesome. And thank you so much for that warm welcome. I love it. I need to take you everywhere with me. So,
well, look, I charge for my introductions normally. We'll discuss a fee. I'll give you a discount, because look, you're doing some amazing work. So I cannot wait. So Mike, high level overview, my man, for you. And what got you here? What do you do?
I'm a fix and flipper at heart. So I have a fix and flip business up in Michigan where we buy, fix and flip about 20 houses a year. We've done over 80 houses. Like I said in the beginning, before we were recording, I moved to South Carolina, actually on Lake Murray over here. So I've systemized that so that I can buy, fix and flip houses without seeing them in person. So as crazy as it is, If you would have told me 5 years ago, Mike, would you be able to buy fix and flip houses without seeing them in person? I would say, no, you're crazy, but we're blessed to be doing it because we have a really good system and team in place. And the last 2 years have been really focused on buying multifamily and self-storage facilities as well to help with the passive income and the wealth building and to also offset my taxes on the fix and flip side.
Makes perfect sense. That's an amazing strategy. So, Mike, what prompted you to even get started? Like, you know, what was the driver for you? What was that, if you will, that moment of that epiphany that happened for you to take this direction?
Yeah, and I won't get too in detailed about it, but something, a negative into a positive in my life. When I was 13 years old, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and I was very blessed to have it on a very low level of it. There's like three levels. I had level one, and basically it's like a stomach ulcer. And I was taking 16 medications a day. I was on steroids for 6 months. I gained 30 pounds at 13 years old in middle school. And I realized that life is very delicate at a young age and that tomorrow always isn't promised. So something that would normally like cripple people and maybe stop them from taking risks in life, I did the complete opposite. And I said, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right? So I took that experience, and I would say like mindset is huge for me. So this is when I found Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. That changed my life. So there was a movie called The Secret. There was a book and a movie. And I saw this at 13 years old. And in one part in it, there was a lady who was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was able to cure herself with positive affirmations and mindset and working out and eating right and watching comedy and telling herself that she's cured. So I took the same strategies. I watched this movie 18 times over a 3-year period from 13 to 16 years old. And I'm blessed to say, like, I'm cured from Crohn's disease, a disease you have for the rest of your life. And thanks to God, 100% to God, and using that positive mindset and working out and eating right and all the things you're supposed to be doing. I promise I'll get to real estate in a second, but I just wanted to lay the foundation of like the mindset and how important it is. Because I was able to cure myself. And then I knew if I could do that, I can do anything else I put my mind to.
Thank you for that transparency and for sharing that. But we're faith-based show, my man. You know, Laser Strategy is, I tell people it's my baby, but, you know, it's based on a book of Exodus where, you know, God moved people from one place to another. God does things in people's lives, and he does it for fulfillment, for a purpose. So I am looking, that is such an impactful and amazing story. So look, that right there, man, is mic drop, because you got to change your mindset. You got to believe in what it is that you can do. You got to believe in what God has for you. And if you don't believe, then you're always going to have limitations. You're always going to have restraint, and you're always going to have this, well, I didn't get this done or what have you, as you move forward. And that's what we don't want. So Mike, thank you again so much for sharing that. So what was your first step
in real estate? So I took that, and I took every day like very serious. I worked at McDonald's from the day I was 16 to be able to legally work at McDonald's. And in Michigan, I was making $6.55 an hour, which is kind of funny because I Googled it because people are like, minimum wage was like $7.25. I was like, yeah, I know, but I was getting paid $6.55. I know it. I found a pay stub and it said $6.55. And I Googled it. I was like, how come I was getting paid like less than minimum wage? And I found out you're allowed to get paid 80% of whatever the minimum wage is. So McDonald's paid me 20% less than the minimum wage. So that's how I got started. Very humble beginnings. So yeah. I see you laughing over there. And I got started at McDonald's, and I went to school, and then I worked the legal amount 20 hours a week. So I went to school 35. So 55 hours a week from 16 years old. So I had to buy everything I wanted, a car, phone, insurance. I had a girlfriend. She was expensive. So I had to work overtime. So I went from McDonald's to busboy to a waiter, and extremely blessed. I saved up $14,500 at the age of 19 years old, and I was a waiter. And I bought a house with FHA, was my first purchase, 3.5% down. FHA was a foreclosed house back in 2012. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. And it was like a foreclosure. I mean, there was like blood on the walls, and I was like cleaning it up. And I had the biggest smile on my face, and I didn't care because I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is my house. Like I own this thing. And I was just like, just so grateful. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so awesome. And what I did is I did house hacking before I even knew what it was, before podcasts, you know, back in 2012, I didn't know what they were. So what that means is my mortgage was $600 a month. It was a $67,000 house. Again, I'm waiting tables. I'm cleaning up this house. And I rented out the other two bedrooms to people I waited tables with. And we split it. So they paid $300 each for each bedroom. So they were paying me $600. The mortgage was $600. My only financial responsibility was a third of utilities. So at 19 years old, I'm going to community college, waiting tables, and I have this house and I'm fixing up myself and they're paying my mortgage for me. And I highly recommend anyone with a young kid, if you're a young person, this is a great way to get started, is using like these really low mortgages where you're putting 3.5% down. It was like $7,000 and I'm tying up this house. Long story short, I fixed it up, sold it at 21 years old for $147,000. Like I was making $20,000 a year waiting tables. And I just walked away with a $60,000 check. Like that was mind blowing right there. And I was like, all right, if I can do this once, I can do this again and again and again. So I'll stop talking for a second and let you, anything in there. Okay, now.
Yeah, all right. Because that's when it sets in. It's like, wait a minute, I just did what? Oh, wow. Oh, we got to go do this again. So then you, priceless. So what was the second property?
Now I sold my house. I moved back home with mom and dad. And I bought this house. And that's the thing. You got to be like humble, right? And especially in the beginning. So I was like, that's okay. Like, thankfully, I'm only 21, so I can move back and it's not too bad. But I moved back home with mom and dad. And I bought a house within 30 days of having that money in my account. And I felt like it was the worst decision of my life. But it turned out to be a very good decision. My dad actually told me not to flip houses. But I was like, well, you know, the worst case scenario, I can just move into the house. If I don't flip it for a profit, the absolute worst case scenario is I'll just move into it and I'll live in the house. So it's fine. But the next like flip, the true flip was actually from a tax auction foreclosure in the state of Michigan. The way they do it's different than South Carolina. But on year three, April 1st, if you do not pay, you lose your house. There's no redemption periods, no nothing. And it's very bad. So then I bought it at the tax foreclosure for $50,000 over the summer. And long story short, we purchased a house for $50,000. I put $35,000 into the renovation, which I had to borrow my dad's funds because I only had $10,000 left in my name. I was like, hey, dad, I already bought the house. You know, like if you give me 30 grand to rehab it, we'll split it 50-50. So we were into it for like 80, 85, sold that one for another $140,000. And we just kept that going over and over and over again. We started off with one a year. Then we did two a year in 2017. Then I think four and then nine and then 18 a year. Now we've been humming in the 20 houses per year ever since.
That is awesome, man. I like the whole bank of dad. You know, hey, dad, how about this? But what I really appreciate, Mike, is the latter part. And I don't know if our listeners caught this. You didn't go to bank of dad and say, dad, can I borrow this? And I'll just give you your money back. You went to bank of dad and said, hey, dad, hey, look, I want you to invest in this with me. So you bring your money and I'm going to break bread with you. And we're going to keep going. And we'll do whatever else from there. So that is awesome, man. So one of the things that you mentioned, like in the very beginning, is that your strategy now is you've kind of gotten to where you got this systematized. And anything that you, for our listeners, and Mike, I know that you're going to probably smile at this, but I say this so often. If you're doing the same thing over and over, you need to build a system and make it repetitive so you don't have to do the brain damage, quote unquote, every time. I know how I am. So how I am, if you ask me a question that I don't answer, I'm going to give you a different answer depending upon what my mindset is at the time when you ask me. If we do it over and over again, we need to have a system and process that's repetitive, and I ain't even got to touch it. I don't have to be there. I don't have to respond to anything. It just gets done automatically. So I love the fact that you have done that in your business. But now your strategy is now to more larger commercial type projects, apartments and storage. What is your basis for that? What is your reasoning on that?
Systems and processes is so important. So I took that same, I was at McDonald's. I was building the hamburgers. And McDonald's has the best processes in the world. You go to get a Big Mac anywhere in the country, it's going to taste the same. It's going to be built the same, everything. So I brought that into our fix and flip business. So my father is a contractor, and on our first flip, that one, I was like, hey, how much do you think it's going to cost to rehab? He's like, oh, $15,000. I'm like, cool, then the house works. And then it came out to $45,000. I was like, what? Like, He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I missed this. I forgot about this. I'm like, you're the contractor. You're not like, oh, I'm like, okay, so this isn't scalable if we're guessing. Mm-hmm. So what I've done in our business, this allows me to live anywhere. We go to Aruba and Florida and travel the world and now allow me to see my house because of this. There's 350 lines of everything we do on this Excel spreadsheet to a house. Doors, windows, trim, cabinetry, LVP flooring. Everything is broken down price per square foot or mm-hmm. per item. And we have mm-hmm. the material and we have the labor. And we mm-hmm. always use the same products over and over and over again. So there's no thinking. There's no change orders. Contractors don't have to ask us which products we're going to use. That's the same agreeable gray we've used for the last 80 houses. It's the same white shaker cabinets that we've used for the last 80 houses. Same LVP flooring we've used for the same like last 80 houses. So when you do that, it takes a lot of the guesswork out because I now have a database of how much it's cost us to renovate, let's say, a 1,000-square-foot house. I know the material and the labor exactly to the penny how much it costs. So then when we look at a house for $100,000, I know we're going to be into it for $40,000 and I can sell it for $200,000. And we just do that over and over and over again. So systems and processes into any business is extremely important.
Exactly. So I teach, preach, speak, all of that. You know, I had an investor some years ago. And that's where I picked it up from. A number of years ago in my career, I had a gentleman that I worked for. And funny enough, he was an agent, but he didn't like the business part. He didn't like the paperwork and all that other stuff. He didn't like having to deal with consumers. So he focused on buying and renovating, and he called me to sell him. So I would help him buy something. I'd find something for him to buy. So I worked for him on both sides of the deal. And what he did the same thing. When he walked into a house, he bought the same type of house. That was important to him. So he bought the same type of usually 3-bedroom, 1.5, sometimes they were ones. He knew how much it would cost him to add a bathroom, how much it would cost to make a half bath into a full. He put the same carpet in, the same light fixtures, same plumbing fixtures, everything, cabinets, countertops, whole works. Systematize the entire thing so that when you walk in, you automatically know where your numbers are going to be. You're buying the same type of house. You stayed away from a house with crawl spaces intentionally. So he knew, okay, well, I ain't got to go under it. So I got to worry about here, up. So being able to do that is amazing, man. Kudos to you for knocking that out on such a large scale. But Mike, look, man, I got to talk about, so what you guys are doing, the real estate wealth builders, man, we got to get that plugged and spoken about because y'all about to do a conference. I'm super stoked for you. You got a slate of people as far as on speakers for that conference, man. I looked at, I'm like, oh my goodness. So tell us about it, man. What is it? Who needs to be there? And the other side of the people that quote unquote who need to be there, who should come to thinking about that ain't a place for them?
Yeah, thank you for that. So yeah, we're doing a live event in Key West, Florida, January 10th through the 11th, which is going to be awesome. We have people who, like, I'm going to be there speaking about my business. My partner who I brought in last April is going to be talking about how he does like the boots on the ground for the business. We got people who've made $250,000 on a wholesale fee, selling a self-storage facility, people who went 0 to 6 flips in the first 6 months. I have like the best like investors in the country and even maybe one from Canada. So in the world coming to this event. So you can go to rewbuilders.com, rewbuilders.com. And you can see about the Key West event that we're hosting. And I also have a free gift for your audience as well. If you are interested in learning how to buy, fix, and flip houses, and you want to see, like, I created this video, how to make $55,000 on a house. Like, I'm going to show you, like, how I identified the house, how I use my pricing sheet, and how you can, like, copy it, and how you can, like, really just see how I've built this business. That website is 55kdeal.com. So it's 55kdeal.com, D-E-A-L. And it's free, 20-minute video about how we buy, fix, and flip houses. And if you want to learn more about real estate investing and get more into our world, I think we have our free Facebook group inside of that link as well. And we're going to be promoting our Key West event, which you have to come. It's going to be really the best event. And we have 100% money back guarantee. So if you come and you take notes and you're like, Mike, this wasn't worth it, I'm going to give you your money back. No questions asked, because I'm just here to really provide value and make everyone's lives better.
So I'm super excited because, one, I mean, you're in South Carolina now. So for our listeners, guys, look, you know, Mike and I had to jest about this a little bit. You know, he's up on the lake. I'm a little bit lower down to the coast. But we're talking about dropping straight down to Florida. That's a pretty easy. Well, I don't know if I want to drive it anymore, but that's a pretty easy, like, quick to get there, you know, take a flight and get on in. So I'm super excited. Now, who is this conference for? Like, this event, who is it for?
It's perfect, honestly, if you are, like, just new at real estate, because then you get to learn from the best investors in the country. Instead of having to learn all the mistakes, you can just skip 20 steps and just go, like, boom. And this is also for people who are doing flips. Like, if you are the person who's, like, running to Home Depot, like I used to be. I used to be running to Home Depot. I'm mowing the lawn at the flip. I go to Home Depot 3 times a day, and I'm like, okay, you know what? We need to put some systems and processes in place, because I hate Home Depot at this point. I don't want to go there anymore. And I'm sick of babysitting contractors. So how to really run this like a business, not a hobby, not a high paid hobby, but like a true business, something you could even sell if you wanted to. I've had offers for over $1 million for my business, and I've turned them down because I've systemized this thing. So it's like a true actual business.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. Now, you guys, you train people. Is that the proper or the right understanding, Mike, as far as what you guys do?
Yeah, so we're really best fit for people who've at least like bought some real estate, like one or two. I'm really good at scaling. So if you have done at least one or two deals, need help with like, all right, how do I pull comparables accurately in the renovation costs? And like, how do I really build this thing out? And then even grow a team around you so that you're not the one having to do all this. That's who I'm best for. That's who our community is best for. Not for the person who's like never put in an offer or never bought a piece of real estate. We're really more for like the people who they've done one or two, because if you've done one or two flips, you're in the top 90% of real estate investors. Seriously, I've heard this. If you own 3 rentals, you're in the top 95% of all real estate investors. Top 95%, just owning 3 rentals. So that's who we're for.
Interesting. And so, Mike, that's a statistic I've never heard. I'm sorry, I'm like that kind of caught me a little bit flat-footed just now, because oftentimes I know probably at least on my side and thought process is that in order for you to be in that quote-unquote that top tier, you got to be doing a whole lot more than that. That's impressive, man, to even consider, especially in light of. And you gave the website. So, you know, for our listeners, guys, thank y'all for writing that down. If you didn't write that down, you need to go back and write that down. I'm going to make sure that you guys hit the websites, 55k55kdeal.com, guys, and just get connected. So, Mike, you know, we'll quickly get into the end of our show today, but how can people get in contact with you, or how will you prefer people reach out to you?
Honestly, if you want to reach out to me, if you go to that website, that 55kdeal.com, once you watch the video, there's going to be a way to join our free Facebook group. And I'm inside of there. I post in there daily. So if you want to ask me real estate questions, I'm in there every day. I'm answering questions. I'm documenting our journey, because now we're buying multifamilies and self-storages and flipping houses. And I'm just documenting the whole thing for everyone. And I'm in there answering questions. So that's really the best way to get a hold of us, is through that Facebook group.
Okay, perfect. So for our listeners, guys, look, today has been a great show. We've got some very good information. And you know what we talk about here? It's about the mindset. It's about making sure you're taking in the right information. And I can't go without, you know, kind of bringing this back around to what Mike started with and sharing his story. So again, my man, thank you so much for that. But Mike, I have this question. Or a question that I call my mic drop question. And it's always a good one. The response is always incredible. I know you're not going to, in any way, shape, form, or fashion, fall short of that mark. If there was something that you could go back and change that you believe would have completely changed the trajectory of your life, of your business, or what have you, what would that thing be?
Very good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I would really change anything, but I will say what I'm very blessed for, that experience, you know, in the beginning of being sick, really helped light a fire underneath my butt to realize we don't have a lot of time on this earth. I tell people, you really have 70 good summers in your life if you're blessed. Once you break it down to that, you realize time is, you know, I'm 30 now, and it's like a roll of toilet paper. It goes faster and faster the closer you get to the end. I blink and it's like another month goes by. Mm-hmm. So I guess one of the biggest things that helped me was finding people who are where I want to be and then either hire them as a coach, network with them, partner with them, whatever it is. My first real estate coach, I paid him a lot of money because he was flipping houses and he didn't have to see them. He had a great system. So that's what I did. And then when I got into the multifamily, and you'd think like, I've done 40 homes up to this point when I got into the multifamily and I was buying a 6-unit and I was scared because I don't know. Like, I don't know what I don't know. And mm-hmm. then what I did is I partnered up with someone who had like 40 units. So to him, it was nothing. To me, it was a big deal. Whenever I'm doing something new, like find someone who is where you want to be. And then whatever it is, just be next to them and they'll help you get to where you want to be.
I love that. Thank you so much for that. So Mike, my man, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, man, for being on the show with us today. Thank you for sharing your incredible story. But thank you for being the inspiration that you definitely are. Our listeners, guys, look, y'all need to register for this conference. I'm pretty sure I'm going to see, maybe I'll see some of you guys down there because y'all need to be there too. All right. So Mike, again, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for being part of the Exit Strategy Radio Show family. For our listeners, guys, y'all know how I feel. Y'all know what I say. Y'all know I always put the two of them things together and I say it to you this way, which is I love you. I love you. I love you. We're going to see you guys out there in those streets.